The annual Houston Texans team luncheon, presented by Amagie Bank, was a fantastic chance for fans to eat with their favorite football players and coaches. Money was raised for the Houston Texans Foundation, and attendees heard from team chairman, founder, and CEO Bob McNair, head coach Bill O'Brien, and each of the three coordinators. Outside linebacker Whitney Merciless picked up this year's Spirit of the Bull Award, which is presented to the player who makes a positive impact on the field and in the community. Hundreds attended, and everyone is ready for a great 2016 season.
Who is the only team in the NFL the Texans have never lost to?
Bear.
That is correct.
Mark?
Yes?
You are an unqualified success. You have made it in life.
Thank you.
But I think you missed your calling. You could have been a game show host.
Why is that? Stay tuned for plenty of cash and prizes. Why?
Yeah. Well, you were so good in the Texans team luncheon earlier this week.
Oh, thank you.
You know, the family feud. You handled it so well. Did a great job there. That's an easy job by you. Mm. You know what's a hard job?
What?
Roster cuts. And
oh, yeah.
Good thing you and I don't have to do that.
Yeah, I think it's a great point, Drew, because for a coach, you want the best players on your football team. But the guys who don't make it, clearly they've given you a lot. They put their heart and soul into it. And a lot of them are really good players who might end up back here somehow, some way, anyway. But Bill O'Brien knows that this is one of the toughest jobs he's got to do.
Special teams is a factor. There's no doubt about it. With a number of roster spots, you look at how your team is put together. It's not about, like, the most talented 53. It's about the right 53. And a lot of that has to do with special teams. And I thought, if you look at our kickoff coverage yesterday, for example, I thought that there were a number of guys that did an excellent job on kickoff coverage. You know, guys were flying down there, making plays inside the 20-yard line, which is big for us. But special teams is a big part of what we look at.
Well, the cut to 75 was made before the Dallas game. After the Dallas game, Drew, you go down to 53 by this weekend, and that's even more painful. But a lot of those players will end up back on the practice squad.
No doubt. You know, and guys who are above them, the ones on offense, what an offseason. What a preseason, really. Mm-hmm. What we saw, especially in week 3 against the Arizona Cardinals. Brock Osweiler and company lit it up. You've got to be excited about what you see coming up for 2016.
Osweiler's preseason is over, and he ends up at 69% completions, 2 touchdowns, and looked good, nearly 300 yards throwing. Brock was dialed in against Arizona, the best competition the Texans had faced so far. He just was hitting receiver after receiver, continued to spread it around. Really good stuff from your starting quarterback.
I thought that we've made improvement every week, and that's what I've asked those guys to do. There's been some things that that have to be better than they are right now. Obviously, running the ball. We've got to run the ball more consistent than we have in the preseason. There are areas like that that we need to improve upon. But as a whole unit, they're a lot better today than they were 3 weeks ago, if that makes sense. You know, I think our passing game has looked pretty decent. You know, again, it's preseason. They're not playing the whole game. There's some guys that are in there at times that maybe they haven't been together and practiced that much, but because of the situation in the game, they're in there together, and that's not always the easiest adjustment. And I think guys have adjusted pretty well. So I thought Brock played well yesterday. I thought that Hop had some big plays. I thought Fuller and Braxton made some big plays. I thought the tight ends got involved. So it was good to see. Tyler Irvin had a decent day. So there were a number of guys that I thought played well yesterday.
Now, those guys don't play against the Dallas Cowboys, and really, Mark, from the day after the Arizona game through basically the Chicago game, it's such a tricky week and a half, 2 weeks of work, because you're getting ready for a preseason game, but you're not. You're getting ready for Chicago, but you're not. You're even getting ready for teams down the line.
Yeah, absolutely, Drew. You know, Dallas, you don't play your starters, okay. It's a game in which it's the last house on the left for a lot of these fringe players. But the Bears are coming up September 11th. Got to get ready for them. And you have short weeks coming up. The Patriots in week 3 on a mini week of preparation. Bill O'Brien has his staff ready.
It's important now that we have to get, a lot of our team ready for Dallas. But another group of our team needs to be moving on to getting ready for Chicago. And even games during the season where you have quick turnarounds, you know, we'll work on things maybe over the next 10 days that where we know we only have 3 days to prepare for a team, we may work on a couple things that they've shown us in the past to be tough to deal with. So it's a difficult time of the year just from a planning standpoint. It's fun, though. It's challenging. But you have to make sure that the guys are getting the proper work, the right work, if that makes sense.
You know, one position group that's been very competitive this year has been the secondary, specifically at the cornerback spot, and a guy who's really shined is A.J. Boye. Is it something with a new number, Mark?
It might be. Andre Ware said that number 21 looks slimmer on him. It's a slimming number, if you will. He's playing well, though, signed the contract extension in the offseason, and one of those guys to watch. I know you have the big three in front of him with Kareem and Jay Joe and Kevin Johnson, but Boye will be heard from, and D.P. Sidhu visited with him.
Everyone's talked about your improvement this offseason and how well you've done in camp. Were you doing anything different this offseason?
I just started training somewhere differently. Went back to my old roots, started training with some of my friends in the league and just paying more attention to detail, really just focusing on techniques and just working on my weaknesses. That was pretty much it.
And you're going against some tough guys in practice every day, DeAndre Hopkins and all these young, fast receivers. How much better does that make you seeing them every single day?
It makes us a lot better. We're so used to them. You got Will, he got a lot of speed, and then Hopkins, he's one of the best in the league, so just compete against them helps out a lot as far as from a technique standpoint and just the competitive prices we have, so it makes the game that much easier.
You changed your number this offseason too, 34 to 21. What was the thought process behind that? Were you just waiting to change to 21 all this time?
Yes, I was waiting. When I'm in 21, it just feels way different. You know, I wore it in college, and I tried to get it a few years back but couldn't get it. Somebody beat me to it, so just to have it is a good thing, and I just want to represent it right.
All right. Was it because of a particular player? I think I read maybe Deion Sanders. Is that right?
Yeah, I was a big Deion Sanders fan growing up. My dad tried to show me all the Deion Sanders highlights and stuff, so just to watch him and just see how he played the game, you know, you try to get to as close as you can to that. So
here we are in preseason. Do you have goals for yourself? You've had a great offseason so far, but what about for yourself personally? What do you want to improve through these next few games?
I just want to improve on, and I feel I started that last game, was just carrying things from practice over into the games and just not worrying about what's going to happen on the field and just giving my best, because at the end of the day, we're all out there. You know, me and Kevin talk about it all the time, just going out there and just competing and making plays and just getting the fans into it. So just be able to do that. You know, we're all like brothers back there, and we're always looking out for each other. So it's just fun going out there, going to war with them.
A lot of fun watching you as well. Thanks so much. A.J. Boye.
All right. A.J. Boye, former undrafted free agent, kind of guy you root for.
He absolutely is. And another person you root for, Simone Manuel. We're going to have the gold medalist up later in the show, but coming up next,